Charles was overjoyed with Susie. She was the partner that he needed, prayed for, and increasingly depended on. They visited with his parents in Colchester in April 1855, where Susie was warmly welcomed. Susie's father had only reluctantly agreed to allow her to make the journey with Charles, and after lamented. After some trouble and disappointment, my father's consent was obtained and we set off. Perhaps R.B. Thompson was simply being a cautious father, concerned about sending his daughter off with a gentleman, not yet her husband. Or perhaps he felt, as the following account hints at, that Charles had not sufficiently honored him. Regardless, Thompson's feelings about Spurgeon fluctuated, evidenced in this letter that Charles wrote to his mother in November of 1854, 2 months into his engagement to Susie. 75 Dover Road, November 1, 1854. My dear mother, Polly, likely a relative, went yesterday to the Crystal Palace, and I hope enjoyed the day. We met with Mrs. Thompson and her daughter, and having been very urgently invited by Mr. T., R.B., we went home to Brixton. I have left Eliza, Charles' younger sister, there, and I am going now to spend the day at said house. Young Mr. Clivington, Henry and Mary's son, is going to Australia tomorrow, and all the family are to meet today, old Mrs. Knott and all. I hope we shall enjoy ourselves without sin. God still deals bountifully with me. Only think of over £800 being subscribed at once for our chapel. Giving £100 has plucked all my feathers off, but by the helping of Providence, they will soon grow again. It is not often that I am out, and when I am, I drive at other people's hours. Mr. Thompson has all of a sudden become extremely kind, and does not know how to serve me enough. He declares that he should have liked me well enough, but that I never called to see him. So you can see I am not given to visiting much. I am your most loving son, Charles. The letter, written early in Charles and Susie's relationship, indicates that R.B. Thompson had been slow to warm up to his daughter's young fiancé. But by the time of the letter, he seemed more inclined to show hospitality and even serve his future son-in-law. Even so, Thompson again displayed reluctance toward Charles in the spring of 1855, when he hesitated to allow Susie to go with Charles to visit his parents. Although she was nearly 22 years old, Susie obviously did not make decisions independent of her father. Regardless, Arby's hesitation may have simply been concern over his single daughter's traveling such a distance with a man not yet her husband. Susie found the reluctance of her dad frustrating. Charles' parents, John and Eliza, displayed no doubt concerning his choice of a bride. They were overjoyed by Susie's visit and received her gladly. Susie was welcomed, petted, and entertained most affectionately by all the family, and the family took her to see every place and object of interest in and around Colchester. Susie was most thankful for the extended time with Charles that the few days afforded, and the joy of being all the day long with her beloved. That time with Charles, she said, was enough to fill my heart with gladness and render me oblivious of any other pleasure. Following their visit with John and Eliza and Charles' siblings, they returned to London. Charles, characteristically, immediately re-engaged in his work. Their week-long holiday had afforded them meaningful time together.